Waking Child While You Slept by Ethel Anderson. Waking child while you slept, your mother took down from its wooden peg her reaping hook, rustless with use to cut her task when dawn with nervous light would bead the dusky leaves from the cold wheat paddock's shivering fringe, two sheaves. Against a block she'd thrash the golden grain, then winnow corn and husk and toss again. With bustling care and genial haste, not late her cows she'd milk, her butter churn and set fresh cream in scalded pans. Her hens she'd feed with hot scraps stirred in pollard from the bin. Then give her dribbling calves what drink they need, or drive with flowery staff meek stragglers through the gate, or on her youngest born impose the fret, the lettered tyranny of the alphabet. To dig, to delve, to drive wild cattle in, Esther, lay thou thy meekness all adone, to scour, to sweep, to wash an iron, to spin, Penelope and Marcia Catoon, make of your wifehood no comparison, to sew, to darn, to cook, to bake, to brew, to bear, to rear, to burse her children too. And Cleopatra, with all thy passion, hide ye your truth of love and your renown. Though, child, your mother, trembling, smiled at fear. Fears had she, the blackfellow's cruel spear, white desperadoes, when to the open well she crept at nightfall, being all alone, for comfort. Then she'd watch her frugal rush, the only gleam in all that virgin bush, cheer the unshuttered distant window pane. Then hoist her twirling bucket yet again. When in a drought the water holes ran dry, and of dry Bible half the herds would die, and others in their agony creep to lie about the homestead, moaning piteously, or famished in the deadly purple weed, or poisonous variegated thistle feed, the men being absent then, to give release, she brought to every suffering brute death's peace, who never heard the rain fall, but she heard again the cattle in their pain. But in a lucky year your mother's care was all to save the wealth her orchard bore. Apples and plums, peach, apricot, and pear, mandarins, nectarines, tangerines, a score of rosy berries, currants, and their kind. Drying these last through muslin, she would squeeze damson or apple cheese, quinces, conserve, bottle black mulberries. She, for her cellar, with a cheerful mind, would brew in tubs peach beer, sparkling and clear, rub pears and trinities of apples bruise to perry and cider in a wooden cruse of keeving and pomace, then grosset bran. One servant assigned her, being a Devon man, whose convict clothes and homely face, so kind, smiling, you may remember, music on the night, his grandson, and the judge, his son.